1230 WSOO. It is 8:29, and as we mentioned earlier, we have a very cool athlete in with us, Johnny Osborne from Sioux, Michigan. Johnny, first of all, tell me, are you still in school? Are you?
Yep, I'm a junior in high school.
You're a junior in high school. Okay, so.
Oh, geez, I'm a senior. That's crazy.
So, okay, so this you're heading into your senior year at Sioux Area High School, right?
Yeah.
So that's exciting. It's going to go by fast, right?
You know, yeah.
And you've got a lot of stuff going on this summer.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about your, first of all, for people that don't know, you're an adaptive wheelchair racer. Tell people what that means. So,
people are born with different kinds of challenges. Mm-hmm. And so it's a little bit harder to go through and compete in sports versus the traditional athlete. So there have been lots of roads paved to give us an opportunity to compete in sports, which I love to do. And so you go through, and there are different ways you can go through and qualify for that. And then, like, you could be an amputee and you might have a prosthetic, or you might go through and have a different scenario where you might be able to wheelchair race. Mm-hmm. And then you also got field events, which I do shot put for the field.
So at some point in your school life and everything, you decided I want to compete in athletics, right?
Yeah.
And how did you get into the athletic competition that you're in now? What grade were you? How old were you? And how did that work with school competitions? Because it doesn't seem like there would be a lot of people in the area that would be, you know, adaptive athletes.
So it started when my former athletic director, Vince Gross from JKL, he sent us a message saying, hey, they got a 2-year pilot program for adaptive track and field in high school, and I really think that you should be a part of it. And so he gave us a athletic chair that we got to use for my freshman year for regionals and finals.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we started to go through and get the chair to be involved with that. And then we went through and we figured that out. But the funny thing was, is that we actually got a basketball wheelchair to start and not an actual track one.
Oh, yeah.
And that makes a big difference.
For
so
sure.
With the help of the Elks, the equipment loans of Escanaw, and I'm an athlete too, they write grants and give us support as athletes to go through and have the equipment to go through and compete. And so I've actually been through 3 racing chairs in my 3 years of high school track at this point. And so it's really helped to find a chair that's not quite perfect, because at that point you'd have to get one specifically made for you.
Sure.
But as
and
close
plus you're
as
still,
you can.
You're growing and everything, right? So yeah.
But with the help of them, you go through and you get a chair that you can go through and use to hopefully go faster and do better.
Would you have been, and maybe I'm not sure if you know, but were you one of the first, if not the first, adaptive athlete at Sioux Area Schools? Or
Sioux Area High School, I am the first adaptive athlete. That's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool, but it's kind of sad that it took that long for that to happen and everything. But it's great that, you know, that now you said that they had a pilot program. Is that program not continuing in
yep,
schools?
It's a permanent category now.
Nice.
And I'm grateful for that, because that means everybody can go through it now.
Right.
And go and compete.
Now, I would assume now you're going into your senior year and everything, and we're going to talk about the competitions that you've got coming up here. But do you know, are there other kids that are, you know, like what you were when you first started in that situation where they would want to become adaptive athletes? Are there kids that you are aware of or not?
Not local.
Not local? So, but you compete against other wheelchair athletes in the region and around the state, correct, at the high school level?
Yep. Marquette High School has an athlete, Jim Bennett, and Houghton has another athlete, Amy. I'm not sure of her last name.
Okay.
I apologize. But
that's okay.
Amy from Houghton High School.
She's not listening now, so she's not going to know. But that's kind of cool that that's kind of a growing thing and everything. And then now you are going to a national competition. Before you do that, you've got a competition this weekend that you're going to?
Yep, I'm going to Ann Arbor at the University of Michigan for a tour and their first track and field event at Ann Arbor, so that's pretty cool.
That's kind of cool. And then next month, you're going to a national competition in Alabama. Did you have to qualify for that, or is that?
Yep, there are standards you go through and look. They have a website for it. I apologize, I don't know.
That's okay.
What the website is, mm-hmm. but you go through and you look, and you also have to get classified. So what they want to do is they want to classify you to compete with athletes that are in a similar situation to you. Obviously, it won't be entirely perfect, but if you go through and look at the standards, like I'm a T34 mm-hmm. and an F34, so that means it's a track, and then the classification is 34.
Yeah.
And so you go through, and they have a website where you look on the standards, and then you see if you qualify for your events. And so I did the 100-meter dash, the 200-meter dash, the 400-meter dash, and shot put. And for their standards that they posted, I qualified to go to Alabama for nationals.
Nice. So you'll be competing against other athletes from around the country. Is that correct?
Yep.
Or, yeah.
That's correct.
Do you know how many athletes there will be there? Or probably a lot, huh?
There's 60 to 90 at U of M for nationals. I'm not sure, but it's going to be
right.
a lot.
Right, for sure. So you're going to this competition. That's great and everything. Do you have an ultimate goal of what you'd like to do? Would you like to eventually compete in the Olympics, in the Paralympics? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to do that. Yeah. But the next stepping stone is hopefully finding an opportunity to do sports in college, because that'd be an amazing opportunity that I didn't even think was possible. Like,
for sure.
I mean, even at the start of my freshman year, I didn't realize that they had opportunities growing at the college level, and I never thought I would have an opportunity to do college sports. So absolutely, I want to go through. And the next step would probably be college, and then mm-hmm. hopefully the big dream is possibly Paralympics, which would be an amazing experience.
For sure. So that's, I think that that's great, again, that the colleges are recognizing that and having athletic teams and everything that are adaptive teams. And are there scholarships available at some of these schools?
At some of the schools, correct.
Yeah. So do you have one? You're a senior. I mean, do you have any offers yet? Do you have an idea where you want to go? Or
I don't have any offers yet, but I would love to go to the University of Michigan.
Mm-hmm. So that's maybe why you're going to go down there and check them out this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, that's awesome. I think that's fantastic. So talk a little bit about this competition. Obviously, going to any type of competition, whether you're an abled athlete or one that has adaptive athlete, there's some costs. You know, you got a place to stay, you got to eat, you got to get there, transportation, things like that. Imagine your transportation cost might be a little bit more because you got to take your wheelchair with you. So
yep.
So you're doing some fundraising. Tell people about the fundraising you're doing right now.
I'm doing a fundraiser with pop cans. Mm-hmm. I hope to get a lot of pop cans, yeah. which that'd be great. And then on top of that, there is on my mom's Facebook page, there's a link to her Venmo and donations that way
right.
to help me out and lower the cost, which is amazing, and I'm grateful for that.
For sure. That's awesome. Has a lot of people been chipping in and helping you out? Or do you have a goal? Do you have a goal set? Or
No.
Just as much?
Oh, about $3,500. I apologize.
Okay, that's fine. So obviously, your mom, Andrea Osborne, is here, and Andrea, we'll just throw you on the mic real quick there. Just to get you on there real quick. Tell us how you how people can donate to your Venmo or whatever. Or is it?
So the link is on my Facebook page, Andrea Osborne. If you search it out, you'll see all these beautiful kids' faces. Mm-hmm. And then pop cans. You know, so a lot of people have been direct messaging me mm-hmm. With their addresses. So
sure.
Johnny can drive around town. He's learning lots of new roads, mm-hmm. which is fun. and we're also open to other, you know, fundraisers if mm-hmm. somebody has something specific. I did just find out that he is allowed to accept sponsors for this national event. If he were to go on to the next level, those ones can't have sponsors.
Sure.
So, mm-hmm. But this is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. You know, we're just learning so much.
You get an NIL agreement or something like that, one of those name, image, and likeness, you know, come on, for sure.
Exactly. Uh-huh. No, I mean, he is just phenomenal. He started running club, right? Mm-hmm. Elementary with JKL students, and that has always been his passion mm-hmm. is running. When he runs cross-country meets, does that 5K with every other able-bodied runner, mm-hmm. you know, the opportunity for wheelchair racing was, he wasn't really sure. He was a little hesitant just because it was different, and
sure.
it to him initially, it felt like going backwards, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I can run, I can stand, I can walk, but you want me to go in a wheelchair. So as he learned more, as he competed more, as he saw more athletes, right, it just really opened your eyes to so many opportunities. We're in a rural area.
For sure,
there are not a lot of athletes or mm-hmm. individuals similar to him. You know, mm-hmm. disabilities range drastically.
Sure.
And like he mentioned, his classification is for cerebral palsy.
Mm-hmm.
And then his range of motion. Mm-hmm. So all of those things combined with his age put him in different standards and categories. But again, he's never given up.
Right.
And he's wanted to be treated like every other athlete.
Sure.
So when the pilot program became a permanent category, you know, his next goals are to continue to promote earning points for mm-hmm. his team and being considered an equal athlete on that team.
Right.
And so he does a phenomenal job of pulling together information, being ready, you know, working with the high school, his track coach, his athletic director. You know, our goal is for them to continue to help us promote and get to sure. those next levels. Mm-hmm. You know, the Straits Area Conference for track and field, they, you know, the coaches and teams voted to let him earn points. That was amazing.
Sure.
To hear his name over the loudspeaker setting mm-hmm. those records. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those are just, he'll never be able to forget those memories.
Right.
And to know that he's opening, like he said, opening that pathway for future athletes. There's a couple young men down in Sheboygan that were middle school the last few years. I think they'll be freshmen this year. So we're hoping that because their coaches called them, had mm-hmm. them come watch Johnny at events,
right.
that will, you know, give them that opportunity to realize and compete.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I was just, as you're talking to, and you were saying that you're, you know, the first athlete at Sioux Schools. I think that's the thing. That's the legacy. I mean, that you win all the medals and everything, and you go to school and everything, and do all that stuff. But you know, 20 years down the road, you know, it's like, you know, people are going to say we're doing this because the trail that was blazed by Johnny Osborne back. You know, and you're young and you maybe don't appreciate that now. But I mean, that's as a parent, I can tell you. Yeah. I mean, it gives you a little bit of goosebumps and everything. You
it
know?
Does, and even for him, you know, he can look at Maria Vallée, who was a Houghton athlete, and her parents and physical therapist. They worked really hard to have that pilot program approved by the High School Athletic Association.
Right.
So had they not done that groundwork, we wouldn't be where we are.
Sure.
So that's where we know there's still room for advancement, and he wants to continue to work on, okay, why? Let's get those points.
Mm-hmm.
Let's truly make this more equitable and sure. slowly grow. Because if you don't have the opportunity, and if, you know, why would a coach recruit an athlete if they're not going to contribute to the, to the overall success of the team?
Sure, right.
Well, you give them opportunities, and mm-hmm. now there's more reason to find those athletes, build your team in all categories, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
And so, you know, Johnny, you know, we're hoping that we can make connections with all the physical therapists in the area mm-hmm. just to see, is there somebody that might fit that Johnny could meet with? Mm-hmm. Because sometimes it's that conversation. Johnny's always been an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
He has loved it. That's his world. He's, you know, the team manager for the Sioux High basketball teams.
Right.
He's there. He mm-hmm. wants to be involved.
Sure.
And so he's more willing to step out of his comfort zone to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But if that opportunity is not there for somebody who's on the border,
right,
they're not going to go seeking it, or they're not going to know how to seek it.
Sure.
We know that, you know, the racing wheelchairs are thousands of dollars. That would not be a realistic opportunity for us if we weren't connected with, you know, the grassroots groups that are writing grants
right.
to secure donated bikes that have lent them out across the state, you
right.
know, so that equipment loans of Keweenaw,
mm-hmm.
they're phenomenal, you know, and they hold clinics in the UP and down in Flint, you know, mm-hmm. so that again, it's building it across the state.
Right. Yeah. I think it's fantastic. And again, like you say, the cost is immense and everything for the equipment, but also, you know, getting out to the competitions and everything. Mm-hmm. And again, I think it's great. And again, I think back of like almost like Abby Rock when she was, you know, a young girl and everything, playing hockey on with all the boys and everything, you know, and she went to high school with my daughter and they graduated together, and to see where she has gone now, it's like, that's what you are. I mean, you're kind of, you're, I mean, you're, again, creating a legacy for a lot of future athletes who are maybe have a, you know, similar disabilities and everything. And I think that that's fantastic. So
thank you.
Yeah. Pretty proud.
Yes, I am. We are. His for dad sure. and I, he is phenomenal, right?
100%.
He
yeah.
has a twin brother, and they're such drastic different personalities mm-hmm. and amazing in their own rights. And Johnny has just persevered through so much with the challenges that have been put in front mm-hmm. of him. And, you know, he doesn't always realize that he's pushing that much harder than the person next to him.
Right.
Because for him, he's always had to.
Mm-hmm.
And we've never let him sulk or be pouty about something that sure. didn't quite go his way or wasn't that easy. And I think because of that, he is who he is.
Sure.
It's contributed to that because he is, you know, willing to go the extra mile. He has a heart of gold.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody needs help, he's going to be the first one there to help them. So, mm-hmm.
well, let's get some money raised here for Johnny and everything. Again, you're an inspiration to me. I mean, just again for what you're going through and what you're doing and everything. And again, like your mom said, doing it without, you know, pouting or whatever. A lot of people in your situation might do that and everything. I think it's a great inspiration that you're not. So let's again, how can we get you some money here? How can we, you know,
my mom's Facebook page or contact one of us to go through and get pop cans. I'll be around.
so when you take your pop cans, where do you take them to? Where do you
you go
back and forth between Meijer and Walmart or whatever?
Probably that's going to be the plan. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank goodness he has four siblings because we're going to put them to work too, returning
yeah, for
those
sure.
cans.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you see him showing up with all those cans. Got to let them do that and everything because obviously it's a great purpose and everything. I know we're hooking you up with some cans and you got the Rock 101 T-shirt, so you can take that and wear that down to Alabama and everything and enjoy that. And make sure you let us know. Keep us up to date on how you've done, you know, next month in your Alabama competition and everything. And we'd love to have you back on and talk about that and anything else that's going on, Johnny.
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
Johnny Osborne, his mom Andrea here in the studio. If you want to get a hold of him, and you can also call the radio station. We can get you in touch with Andrea and Johnny and get you hooked up with them so that you can make a donation. But let's raise some money here. Good job. Good luck. Enjoy Ann Arbor this weekend, all right? Hopefully the weather's going to be good. All right, we're going to check the weather for meteorologist Carl Bonac, and we'll get back into music next here on 1230 WSOO.